237.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there on our website, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can control the content of the site. Submit what you want to our website, and then we will consider that content for use on air. And even if it doesn't make it on the air, more people will see it when it makes it to the front page of our site, which you can make happen by going to freetalklive.com, submitting what you want as show prep, and then voting it up on the upcoming stories page. You vote up the stuff you like, and you can vote down stuff you don't like there, and the most voted up will make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com. To get interactive. We are going to take your calls about anything, but I wanted to hold our guest over into this hour, Carlos Miller from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com, to bring you up to speed. If you're just tuning in, you can go to PhotographyIsNotACrime.com to see the video footage. It's in the most recent article Carlos posted there. The video footage of Carlos being attacked and arrested. I guess he was arrested later as the police showed up. Can this private security technically arrest you? I'm not sure about that. I think they can detain you. But in this case, it was Metro Rail, the Miami Metro Rail. It's a government train, but it is operated by private security, or the security is private security. It's a company called 50 State. And Carlos has had interactions with them before. In fact, a memo went out after they had harassed him previously that instructed them to not mess with people who are photographed at Miami Metro Rail. And they have ignored that memo and have continued to harass Carlos and his friends as they have gone in previous instances to actually test them, to test their knowledge of their own policy. In this case, they weren't there to do any testing. They were just there to go home after a night of partying in Miami, and Carlos had had a few drinks, which should not be a problem if you're riding the rail. I could see how it would be a problem if you were driving home, but in this case, he was taking the train. The officers got up in his face and basically threatened him for recording or taking pictures of the tracks of the rail itself. And they had nothing to back themselves up. They had no law. They claimed there was a law, but there is no law. They didn't charge him with that law. The video footage is there, and it's outrageous. I mean, there was no reason for them to attack Carlos like they did, and it's a horrible story. And what I wanted to keep Carlos on board for was to talk a little bit more about what happened afterwards when the video cameras got shut off. He is with us from his home in Miami. And Carlos, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, Ian. I also want to stress that security guards do not have the right to detain you unless there's no other choice. Unless, you know, you look at a person like, you know, that guy needs to be detained. Unless, you know, I'm running around and creating all kinds of I'm a threat to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really have, I mean, their job was to call the cops and let the cops come up and decide what needs to be done. And I was fine with that. I said, okay, you know, not that I'm very comfortable talking to cops down here because of my history with them, but, you know, I knew I was not breaking the law. So I was like, well, call the cops. But, you know, that train would have come. I would have jumped on that train and, you know, let the cops jump on if they want to talk to me. I'm fine with that. But that's the whole issue. They knew that train was coming. They knew I was going to jump on that train. And they were afraid I would get away from them for committing the crime of, well, not even photographing the rails. They're questioning why I can't photograph the rails. Yeah. You know, photograph the rails because it's a stupid picture as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Who wants to look at that? It's boring. It's black, dark. I mean, there's nothing to even look at with taking a picture of the rail.
But the point is, he is creating some law. So what happened afterwards was we were down there. The cops started to come. They all knew who I was, except, which was good in a way because they were like, well, we really can't mess with this guy.
Right. They know they have to tread carefully. And they ended up coming up with some BS noise ordinance to charge you with. Is that right?
And they actually, yes, they did. They had to come up with, you know, making excessive noise.
Because they had to, after the fact, justify what their buddies at the rail station did. They couldn't just say, oh, well, you guys were in the wrong, unlock the handcuffs and let you go. They had to justify it.
Yeah, of course, because they probably, you know, I imagine the conversation they had was like, well, Carlos Miller, you know, he already has his lawsuit against 50 State, and Carlos Miller doesn't let anything go. You know, we can't just arrest him like we do to everybody else, and he'll go away. No, Carlos Miller comes back, and he comes back with lawyers who know what the hell they're doing, and he blogs about it and raises all kinds of fuss about it, and he just doesn't shut up about it, and they hate that. So we had to create some kind of you know, they were to take me to jail, and I actually talked my way out of jail. I said, look, don't take me to jail, because I don't want to spend a weekend in jail with my buddy, you know, who has never been in Miami. I don't want him to see the, you know, and I had been talking to him about the whole jail experience, and he wasn't really thrilled to go there.
Yeah.
So did they
let you out, like, on a PR bail or something?
Right. Well, they said, well, we'll give you a citation for, you know, excessive noise. I had a sign. The citation. They had to take my fingerprints, which I knew if I wouldn't do it, I would go to jail. So I said, fine, I'll do whatever it takes.
How did you end up leaving the facility? Did you end up catching the train?
No, of course not. We were escorted down the stairs. We were put in the back of a police car. Me and one police car, my friend and the other police car. And I was in the back of a cop car talking to a guy who reads my blog. He knows who I am, Officer Fernandez, Luis Fernandez. And he basically acknowledged that, you know, you have every right to take pictures. And but at the same time, he was coming up with, you know, with laws or whatever I broke, you know.
Yeah, he's got to justify his actions.
Right.
So when did they take you in the cop cars?
Well, they took us there while they talked amongst themselves. We were sat in the back of a cop car for like 30 minutes, and I kept talking to them, like, look, guys, you know, you don't want to take me to jail, you know? I mean, and I was trying to be nice. I go,
these are not the droids you're looking for.
And it's not just because I was making a big threat about it, because, you know, either way, they're still going to get sued. You know, I'm not going to soften up the lawsuit because of that, but I just didn't want to ruin my weekend.
Yeah.
I don't go to, I hate going to jail.
No, it's no fun.
But I hate going to jail. It's a horrible place to be. And I hate losing my freedom for even 5 minutes. And I said, look, guys, just let us go in that cab down there. You know, we won't take the damn train. Mm-hmm. Just go in a cab. My friend here, he was taking a picture of the building, of a very historical building we have down here. And you guys put him in handcuffs. And how does that look for tourism?
So they held you in the cars for 30 minutes while you were chatting with them. You finally convinced them to just let you out with a citation. And then you went home in a cab?
Right. And they let us go. But, you know, before that, the cop who am I talking to, Luis Fernandez, he gave me back my footage, which you can see the last part in that video I just posted yesterday. The last maybe 10 or 15 seconds, he's handing it back to me. He's fiddling with it. He records himself. You can hear me telling him, don't take me to jail. I'm still doing my whole spiel. Don't take me to jail. So I have the cameras in my pocket. I got both cameras in my pocket. So I'm very comfortable there. I'm very happy because I know they didn't delete it. The last thing he says to me is, we did not delete your footage. I want you to know that.
Ah, yes.
I said, well, you know what? I'm glad you know that, because Nancy Perez deleted my footage, or it was probably her cohort.
It was one of the other officers in the department, the public information officer. So, Carlos, one of our commenters on Facebook has asked the question. James Babb asks, what is it that you'll be doing with all the money you get from 50 State Security and Miami-Dade Transit?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I hear a lot of people talking about the money. I would love to see that happen, but I talked to my lawyer about this, and he said, you know, you can't predict these things. You know, if it comes down to a settlement, I would ask for a lot of money. If it comes to a jury, it's up to the jury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the jury, as we all know, a jury can go either way. We never know how a jury will react. And yeah, I mean, it'll be great to get some compensation, because I'm still beat up over this. And they basically stripped me of my rights. But I can't be looking into this for the money, because...
Sure. No, you can't. And a lot of the times the lawyers will get a nice chunk of it, too. And in some cases, they deserve it.
Look, my lawyer will get 40%, and he deserves it, because he's done a good job on this, and it's fair. But whatever I get, I get. I hope to get a lot. I really do. I mean, the more, the better. And the more I get, what I would do if I get a lot of money, I will buy a new computer, I'll buy new cameras, and I'll invest it in my T-shirt business. That's exactly what I would
do. That's right. You got new shirts, right? The photographyisnotacrime.com T-shirts?
Yes, and I have. I just started last month, and you know, I'm starting very small because I have a very small investment.
How can people get them, Carlos? Are they available online?
Yeah, you go to pinacnation.com, P-I-N-A-C.com. PINAC stands for Photography is Not a Crime, and PINAC Nation.
I hope you'll keep us in the loop, Carlos. As always, we really appreciate having you on Free Talk Live, and thank you for standing up for your rights and everyone else's rights to take pictures in public. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks Carlos, Carlos Miller from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. Go and get one of his shirts. Support what he does because he's one of the few and the proud who are willing to stand up for themselves. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Photography is not a crime. You can call in about anything you want, though. It doesn't have to be that topic. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
dead, Mark.
And Carlos Miller has moved on to enjoy the rest of his evening, and we're going to continue taking calls about anything. But that means that the Skype line is open now, too. So if you want to get in touch with us on Skype, you can reach us at handle LRN.FM. So just search for LRN.FM. Send us a request. We will accept your contact request. And at that point, you'll be able to call in using Skype. And as long as you're not uploading something at the same time, you'll sound really great. It almost sounds like people on Skype are sitting right here in the studio with us.
Yeah, it sounds as good as an ISDN line.
It's really good. So we're going to continue. We're going to go to your phone calls here. But then coming up, the story that we've been teasing for days now on Free Talk Live and haven't gotten to yet, the T-shirt. The movie T-shirt that outraged people, passengers on an airline. Mark's got that story. We'll come to that here in moments. But also, want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, News Talk 105.9 WLNI in Lynchburg, Virginia. It's on the FM side. So
awesome.
Welcome aboard to everybody listening in Lynchburg.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, this message, by the way, is for everybody, not just the folks in Lynchburg. ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at, well, some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. They've got ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition right now. But they've also got, you know, firearm accessories, binoculars, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, as I'd said before, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, much more. There's too much to even name here from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family operation. They're listed in the Better Business Bureau. They get the top ratings. You can go to ManVentureOutpost.com, and you're going to get rock bottom prices, I guarantee it. ManVentureOutpost.com.
855 450 free allows you to take control here. Let's go to Dave. He's been waiting patiently out listening in KGOE in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I want to thank Carlos if he's still listening, and I do want to thank Free Talk Live for inviting him. And I think it must be obvious to most of us listening now that our government is no longer speaking and representing the people. We have very corrupt folks who have managed to take it over, and so now we have them and our police not representing us, the people, but these greedy special interests. And so I know a lot of people say to us, what can we do? What can little old us do if our government has fallen into the hands of criminals? And you know, I think Occupy isn't dead. It's been held dormant, but we got to get involved. We got to get into what? World Can't Wait, Code Pink, Best for Peace, something, and do what we can, stand up to what's going on, or we're going to lose this country big time. Free speech, free photography, they want to take everything they can away from us, the citizens, and put the lid on us. Make it silent. I say we don't let it happen.
Dave, I share a lot of your concerns. I don't necessarily care if the country survives or not. In fact, I think I'd rather see it break apart into several different pieces because I see no real benefit in having the United States at this
point. I like the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, I like the Bill of Rights too, but a lot of states have very similar bills of rights in their constitutions, very similar amendments, you know, right to free press, things like that. Those exist, for instance, here in New Hampshire. There's a very crystal clear right to free press, but it doesn't stop them from running roughshod all over top of it. The Bill of Rights has apparently not really done too much to keep our rights. As Carlos Miller was pointing out before, if you want to have rights, you've got to stand up. And it can't just be Carlos Miller that stands up. Everybody who cares about freedom has to be willing to stand up. And that means putting something on the line. It means putting some of your freedom on the line, maybe taking a little bit of risk. Because if you expect somebody else to do it for you, then how can you ever expect to be successful in whatever quest for more freedom or accountability it is that you're looking for if you're not willing to actually, you know, take your own future into your own hands?
I think, for one thing, we can get involved with our local political parties. I don't know if the country breaks up, if that would do us any better, because I think the same special interests will want to take control of each little segment, as well as they do the...
I think you might be right about that, Dave, but at least at on a local level, we have the ability to have more of an influence. And I don't know, I know it's probably really bad out in California. Like, what does a California state representative get paid? Do you know offhand?
Well, his salary is a small fraction of the money that's put in his hand to represent the big special interest.
Good point.
I think it's $198,000.
$198,000. By comparison, the salary for the state representative in New Hampshire is $100. And, Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, that does tend to make a difference in the kind of person that's attracted to the job.
Right. It takes out the professional politician and puts in the ideologue and the old person.
Yeah, but here in New Hampshire, Mark, you can actually access these people.
Yep, that's the truth. They There's 400 have... of them, but that doesn't have anything to do with the paycheck. That has to do with the quantity of them. In California, New Hampshire has, the third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world.
I think it does have something to do with the paycheck, because out in a lot of these other states, you've got the state representative surrounded by many aides, office staff. You know, it's not just $100,000 or $200,000 or whatever that they're paying the state rep. They're also paying, $50,000 to the state rep's aide, and $55,000 to the secretary that answers the phones at the state rep's office, and then however much money for the office, and so on and so forth. There's probably far more. It's probably $1 million per state rep and all the other costs that are associated. But if that state rep has a bunch of gatekeepers surrounding them, it can make it very difficult to actually get a hold of that person. In these other places like California, if you want to have a chance to even speak with these people, it's going to have to be during campaign season. And when they feel like they actually have to talk to you little people when they're trying to get your vote.
That's when they'll all walk around and then talk to you.
Yeah, that's when they'll at least deign to look in your general direction, pretend to listen to the questions that you ask. But once they get elected, they don't have to answer your phone calls. They don't have to talk to you or anything like that. And they're relatively insulated from you. Whereas in New Hampshire, you can access these people. You call their number for the state rep, whichever state rep you want to talk to. You're likely calling them at home or on their cell phone.
That's true.
I've called the state senator. Now, there are only 24. You said it's about the numbers, Mark. The state senator in this area, there's only 24 state senators across New Hampshire. I've called her on her cell phone before.
It's true.
So you just can't get that in most places as far as accountability, which is goes back to what I was saying with Dave, is that, the special interests, the corporations, sure, they're going to come in, and if you're just dealing with a state government versus a federal government, they're still going to try to have influence. But you've got a greater influence on a more localized level, especially in a place like New Hampshire, where these people are far more accessible than anywhere else. So if you're interested in learning more about New Hampshire as a destination, if you love freedom, you should go to freestateproject.org. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening via XM's Extreme Talk.
Hey, I like the Bill of Rights also. I was wondering, I have a lot of time to think while I'm driving, and I say to myself, boy, if I ever got arrested or beat up unlawfully by the cops or whatever, and I sued them, and I had a monetary award coming my way, I would be tempted to say, look, I'll take less money or no money, but every single officer that was involved with my arrest, I want their post-certification revoked for life, forever.
What is a post-certification?
Well, I don't know if every state has it, but in Arizona, in order to be a law enforcement officer, they have to go through some kind of training and get what's called a post-license.
Stand by, Mike. We're going to come back with you. I know you had some more thoughts you can share with us here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free to 855-450-FREE, or you can reach us on Skype. Use username lrn.fm. You'll need to add us as a contact, and we'll accept you. And then once you do that, you'll be able to call us on Skype, and your call will sound very good. So once again, you can connect to us at 855-450-FREE or lrn.fm through Skype. Join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room built right into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. Like all the features on our website, it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
So I was doing a little research on bitcoins in the last couple of days, and it's interesting. The market cap of bitcoins has reached its highest amount, even considering that spike they had in June 2011. Do you remember that, Ian?
Where it went up to $30 or something?
Yeah, I think something like that. It spiked up. And there was a recent run-up in bitcoins as far as the value versus U.S. dollars here in the last few days, too. But, you know, this market cap is a real milestone as far as bitcoins go. A lot of people still are not comfortable with the idea of bitcoins, which are an online peer-to-peer open source currency made for the internet that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees, and they give you complete control of an individual complete control of their money. And this is really fundamentally a shift in world culture. Traditionally, governments and banks have had control of money. With bitcoins, the individual has control of their money. And I think that they're really going to change the way humans react and interact with each other. Go find out about bitcoins by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Indeed. We're going to continue with your calls. Mike is on the line listening in New Mexico. Continue with your thoughts, Mike.
I wanted to talk about asking for the surrender of the license for the law enforcement officers. I think that would send more of a message to the other officers than any kind of monetary award, which the taxpayers end up footing the bill for anyway.
Mm, yeah, you're talking about in relation to if you were to win a lawsuit against the police for some sort of abrogation of rights rather than collecting monetary rewards, you would be interested in seeing the police be stripped of their police powers and the individuals in that case.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. But the other thing I was thinking about the other day was this quantitative easing unlimited and $40 billion printed with no backing each month indefinitely given to the banks. And the banks, in return, are supposed to loan that money out to people for small businesses and whatnot. Is that not the way that works?
It's basically the way, it's basically the idea.
Yeah, and this is, I'm thinking, people want to tell you that the financial collapse is coming, the dollar's going to collapse soon. I think it's already happening. When the government is going to do that kind of thing and create that paper money, then use it to buy assets like mortgages and whatnot, they're taking something that has no value and exchanging it for something that's an actual tangible hard asset. I think that the dollar has already collapsed. I don't know why people keep saying that it's going to collapse and there's going to be economic hard times.
That's a good point. I see where you're coming from. You know, at what point do you decide that the dollar has collapsed?
Right.
I
mean, it's worth, what, 98%, excuse me, 2% of what it was when it was created in 1913.
Right. 100 years ago, actually.
Right. And, I mean, when you didn't see inflation before that. People are just used to inflation. You're used to, well, prices go up. Well, no, they don't have to.
That is an effect of inflation, not inflation.
During the Ron Paul campaign, he pointed out over and over again that gasoline costs the same thing it did back during the Nixon administration. If you talk about it in silver dimes,
mm-hmm.
If you talk about it in actual hard assets, it still costs the same thing. It's not that prices are going up, it's that the currency that you're working for every day is being devalued.
Right, so how much inflation has to happen before someone will finally say, okay, the dollar has collapsed? I think you make a good point, Mike. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you guys think that the ancient Romans saw their society collapsing around them or if they were oblivious like we are today.
Good question.
I think when the Visigoths were going through when they had surrounded the city and people were bidding on, say, the bodies of gladiators for meat, yes, they probably knew that their society was crumbling around them.
Mike, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. So
I think before that, they really didn't know.
Well, right, because it's easy for Americans to identify problems around the world and in a lot of cases take the right side. Even in some cases, the U.S. government will take the right side. A lot of times, U.S. government will support secession for another country.
Right. You know, when it was pretty obvious what was going to happen in Egypt, Obama and Clinton quickly ran on the side of the angels there, which, you know, is debatable at this point as to what side Morrissey's on.
Yeah.
But clearly there was a revolution going on. The people were standing up and wanting something better for themselves. But, yeah, the government will do that all the time. Look with Syria here in this circumstance. I'd say that it probably here with Syria, they were more the friends of Russia than they were with the United States. So, you know, it's easy for the United States to pick which side it wants in that case.
So once it's happening to you and it's happening here, it becomes a little more difficult for a lot of people to really see it crystal clear because it happens so slowly and because there is very effective propaganda that surrounds it.
When you see the guy standing in front of those tanks in Tiananmen Square during the Jasmine Revolution, it's pretty obvious who the good guy is and who the bad guys are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But here in the United States, when the police union puts out a T-shirt in Denver that says, "We get up early to beat the crowds," and has this menacing-looking cop holding a club, you know, it doesn't seem clear to everybody because those are dirty rabble-rousers that are, protesting the Democratic.
And the cops are our heroes.
So that's a different, you know, once you're there and you've got your sort of sides in your mind picked out, I don't hate the police. And I'm sure that interview with Carlos Miller left some people with the impression that here on Free Talk Live, we hate the police. No, we hate abuses of power.
Yeah, I just want to be able to hold them accountable.
We need people that are going to provide security and safety to us. And that's what police are supposed to be doing. We want that. But what we don't want is the abuses of power, and I think that those abuses of power tend to come with monopoly status.
Yeah, I don't want to be afraid to walk into a town hall with a video camera for fear that I'm going to be put in a jail cell over that, which is what happened to me, a very similar situation to Carlos, where I was told to stop recording. I was in a public place. I was in a town hall, in the main hallway of that town hall. I was told to stop recording. I refused to stop recording and was arrested for my troubles, held in a cell for a number of hours, and then finally released. Now I've got disorderly conduct charge to face in court. Thankfully, the ACLU has stepped in from Massachusetts to assist with that particular case. And I just give you a quick update. I was supposed to go to trial on it on Friday, but the ACLU's attorney had filed an appearance. He also filed for a motion to continue and reset a pretrial conference. So we're not to trial yet on that. So I figured I'd give any listeners who might have been wondering what was going on with that an update. The pretrial conference date is set for March 1st at this point, so it's going to be a little while.
You know, I mean, and everybody listening to my voice knows that if you don't stand up for rights, you're not going to have them. And it's people that are willing to stand up, not people that sit back and, you know, listen to their radios or watch their TVs and make judgments about the people who are standing up for their rights.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always some judgment you can make. It's easy to sit back and make the judgments. What's hard is to, you know, to respect people that are attempting to stand up for your rights. Because at some point or another, you're going to want a video or audio record something that's going on with the government. And unless somebody's standing up and doing that, you're not going to have the right.
Right now, not, you know, in 2 weeks or in 2 months or 2 years to stand up. But you've got to stand up now, because what you'll find out is when you do stand up for your rights or the rights you think you have, that's when you actually find out which ones you still have. Because most people aren't standing up for them. And then when they finally do get around to it, they have their rights crushed and no one cares, or it feels like no one cares.
Because who cares? You didn't care. Why should anybody else?
855 450 free. Coming up, news about an offensive T-shirt on an airline, and then news about people taking off their T-shirts. We'll get to all of that if we get a chance. Also, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on
preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you, 855-453. You may bring up anything you like. You don't have to talk about standing up for your rights or photography freedom or anything like that. You may take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features on our site. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's $5 a month. And remember, you get all the features on our website for free. So this is above and beyond all that. This is if you really like Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations. You like the fact that we're on 110 stations coast to coast, but maybe you'd like to have us on 250 stations.
Right, because we spread the ideas of liberty. There's no other show that does that.
Well, no other nationally syndicated show that's in the same category as Free Talk Live. Maybe someday there will be, Mark, and I hope to see that day. But right now, we're it. So if you like the ideas of freedom being heard on national airwaves, on radio stations all over the place, you can help us out. And we'll invest that money into the show. It's not going to paychecks. It's AMP, Advertise, Market, Promote. We take that money. We go to industry conventions with it to schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs and program directors. We use it to advertise and Talkers Magazine and Radio Info. These are two mainstream industry publications that, you know, everybody in the business who's everybody looks at. So it's important to be there with advertising. We've got an industry expert, a veteran who's on our side. He's out, kind of talking about us to program directors, and we buy satellite hardware for radio stations with the money. So there's a lot that's being done with your $5 a month, and you can help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Coming up, the offensive T-shirt that has caused apparently some controversy on an airline. Mark has that story, but Jerry's on the line first, listening in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Jerry. Jerry, you're on the air.
I'm here. All right. So I'm getting this advertising thing. I just watched a good portion of Branded, and I've come to the conclusion that there's a situation in Moscow with the burger industry whereby there is the situation that there's a lot of money to be made in terms of American women seducing Russian men because they're tired of the state of existence that their present Russian women have made impossible for them to actually grow beyond their own families. And
I'm confused as hell at what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to need a little help here.
American women are seducing Russian men?
Because Russian men are...
Actually, the question is, there's an introduction of American women, specifically of Polish descent, that it has actually come to the point where there might be a great movement possible for American women to actually seduce Russian men. And
why do American why do American women want Russian men?
Well, I know it tends to be the reverse.
They're incredibly hard workers, and they have a ruthlessness born from hundreds of years of incredible struggle.
And you've got this from this...
American women find American men flabby and weak. So,
where did you get this information? Where did you get this?
Well, I mean, like, part of that is a secret formula that I can't reveal, but a good
a secret
is,
formula.
So this movie Branded is some fictional film from 2012. Is that what you're talking about?
2013, actually.
No.
Fictional.
IMDb disagrees.
Define fictional. Fictional is an issue because
drama, fantasy, mystery. I'm just reading IMDb here, man.
Okay, cool.
So what are you getting at exactly?
Well, I mean, this is a slight association that was generated through a really complex set of mathematical equations that I actually lived through.
You are so full of it, and I don't know anything. You don't even make any sense. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, if he was making sense and I'm totally, like, not able to be reached tonight, please
just
clarify
go on to the next
me.
Thing.
855-450-FREE is again the number. By the way, this Branded film got a 4.6 on IMDb.
That's pretty good, right?
No, that's terrible.
Okay.
I mean, that's not terrible.
I thought it was 4.6 stars out of 5.
No, it's 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So nothing to write home about.
Well,
that.
I hadn't heard of it, so it couldn't be any kind of huge blockbuster.
Me neither. Let's move on here and go to the story that we've been teasing here for, 3 days now?
Yeah, it's just kept on coming. This is from news.yahoo.com. And apparently there was a situation with a gentleman. His name is Wynad Mullins, and he's from New Zealand. And he had worn a T-shirt, and this T-shirt had a very famous line from a very famous movie on it. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. Did you kill my father? Now prepare to die. Right, it's a great line. It's
from the Princess Bride.
From the Princess Bride by Mandy Patinkin's character, Inigo Montoya.
Yep.
And he's a great swordsman, and as a child he sees, I think, his father killed.
Avenging his father's death.
Yeah, by the six-fingered man. And, you know, the Princess Bride is just chuck full of tropes, and they do a really great job of it. And this is the vengeance trope, and it's really good stuff.
Toward the end of the movie too.
Well, it starts right off from the very beginning because he's talking to the Dread Pirate Roberts as he's fighting him, and he's trying to figure out whether or not he has six fingers. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you find out very early on. Relatively early on. Anyway, so for people who don't know what this movie is, maybe they'd find the shirt disturbing, but
So what, the shirt just has that line on it in his face? Or
prepare
what?
To die.
But is his face on the shirt too, or what else?
It doesn't have a picture of the shirt particularly, but I've seen the shirt out there. You couldn't put his face and that line on there. It's a long line. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father, now prepare to die.
Some shirts
That's
have
a
front.
Lot of T-shirt, right?
Some shirts have front and back, though, so it could have been one of those.
So anyway, I guess some people were disturbed by this line on the T-shirt, and I'm just wondering exactly how scared are we getting in this world when we believe that terrorists are going to advertise that they're going to kill everybody on the airplane on
Ridiculous.
Their T-shirt?
By the way, I have pulled up a version of this story, Mark, from the New York Daily News, where it shows a T-shirt. Now, I don't know if this is the actual shirt, but it shows someone with one of those Hello stickers.
That's right. That's right. I have seen this one.
The shirt has one of the, what appears to be a Hello sticker on it.
Right.
And so, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya, and then the rest of the line.
Right. So, yeah, I remember this that T-shirt, too.
So it's not even big, if this is what the shirt looked like.
Right. So, but you might pick out Prepare to Die on it.
You'd have to be standing pretty close to read this.
Yeah. So I guess some passengers got upset. Mullins explained to a Stuff magazine that a flight attendant had approached him before takeoff and asked that he put on a different shirt due to some concerned passengers. Mullins told Stuff, "I thought it was a bit silly. The person next to me was laughing because, of course, they knew the movie." The flight attendant apparently told Mullins she would attempt to find him another shirt, but never did, so the T-shirt stayed on, obviously more disturbing than a man wearing a T-shirt with a small 3x5 area that says, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya, not prepared to, you killed my father, now prepared to die," is a man sitting in an airplane without a T-shirt on at all. So I guess...
There are other versions of this shirt, by the way. There are ones with the phrase repeated on it, getting larger and larger as it comes down the shirt.
Yeah.
So maybe it was the one with the Hello sticker, maybe it wasn't. There are different versions.
The Hello sticker one is the one I like the very best.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
So, he says, "I wouldn't be surprised if they had someone watching me the whole time. Mm-hmm. The experience was a bit over the top, but also a bit comical." And so, I mean, I just... trying to imagine what it's like being sort of your everyday guy traveling on, you know, trying to take a ride on an airplane, wearing a T-shirt that you normally wear, has a little bit of light comedy, refers to a famous movie. I'm just trying to imagine a Star Trek T-shirt that somehow might disturb somebody. It's got a lightsaber on it. He could kill us all. You know, I just don't. I mean, The Princess Bride has to be on that level as far as Star Wars or Star Trek or something like that.
So he didn't actually end up changing his shirt.
It turned out that way, no, but, you know.
Which, good for him.
Well, he just would have sat there and waited. He probably would have changed his shirt.
But they didn't kick him off the flight or anything like that.
They did not.
They just asked him to change the shirt. Yeah. Some people were upset.
It caused a kerfuffle. And this was in New Zealand. I wonder what would have happened if this was the United States, too. You know, in New Zealand, maybe they don't, since they didn't have airplanes fly into their largest buildings, maybe they are just a little more lax, but... all the stories I've heard about, things going on in airplanes here in the United States, I really do wonder what would have happened if this had occurred here and somebody would have. You remember the Muslim guys that people were upset that they were praying in the airport. I mean, God knows you couldn't pray.
Well, people just get upset if a Muslim's in the airport. Somebody who's obviously, you know, wearing some sort of
goofy cap,
dress,
little robe.
So 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Even though Muslims are, in my experience, very peaceful folks. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. It's like saying that all Christians are dangerous because Timothy McVeigh was a Christian. It's ridiculous. You can take control here. Hour number 3 is on the way, and Anonymous has cracked into the Department of Justice website. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.